Blog Talk Radio.
Why drink the water from my hand? Contagious as you think I am. My son, Georgia, the man, you can't run it over again.
I'm assuming that we're going to be going into martial law pretty soon. We'll be talking about that here in a little bit. And everything, Virgil, how you doing, brother? How's everything going up your way?
Slap fucking retarded.
Not like New Mexico.
Worse than New Mexico.
Man, I tell you, I don't know, brother. This is insane, you know. Well, we said it was going to be crazy. We didn't realize it was going to be this crazy with these guys, with the idiots are pulling.
Well, when I've got gun shops calling me, asking me if I got spare this and that, you know it's fucking retarded. It's bad. It's bad. Brandon Talbot at Bayou Gunslingers went through 150,000 rounds of ammunition this week. 150,000 rounds.
I know.
He is down to the bare minimum.
Damn. Everybody's stocking up. I mean, this is. We told everybody that this was going to happen. You know, and everything.
Well,
so,
and now, Louisiana per capita is number one in the nation for infections. Number one. We're number one. Who that gonna beat that virus? Who that?
Well, I thought that was New York.
Nope.
What happened to that?
Nope. New Orleans, Louisiana set us over the top. We are number one per capita.
Wow. Well, Governor today ordered a total lockdown in New Mexico. Everybody has to stay inside their homes. And, you know, I called you last night and told you I got a letter from the state because I work for the state. And they told us to be ready for all this. Well, I got reactivated today, so me and another co-worker that I know, so we're on call again and everything. But, you know, this is stupid. This is, these are idiots, you know. I can't describe the words for it, but, you know, and everything. But I do have to agree on some part. You know, the people are...
Well, I'm going to tell you what. People that got stuck in Georgia Pacific Paper, gun manufacturers, ammo manufacturers, gun outlet stores, let me tell you something. That stock market, Dow Jones, spiraling down don't mean shit. People are spending money. They're spending money, and they're not looking at the gross domestic product. They're looking at the foreign investments. So don't buy the hype.
Buy the hype. And but anyway, you know, I was talking to our friend Carmelita. She was telling me up there in Maryland, National Guards are everywhere down there. She's at Fort Bragg now. Yeah, she said they're buying ammo down there, so everybody's stocking up. I'm thinking about doing the same thing. But here's the thing is that, you know, when this martial law gets called, and it will be called, I hate to say it, I was right, and I didn't want to be right.
I don't believe it's gonna reach that.
I think it might, because I have to agree with you on the writing and stuff. When that starts, that's when they'll do the martial law.
Well, they're not just going to arbitrarily do it. They're waiting for an incident. They're waiting for an incident that provokes a riot. And where it's going to happen, it's going to happen in New Orleans, Louisiana, because of the small, low understanding and ignorance part of it on both sides, on both the inner city people and the New Orleans Police Department, you know, because I'm gonna tell everybody this: New Orleans Police Department, they're not exactly what you call the sharpest tools in the shed.
Right. Well, I heard the same thing about Dallas Police Department. Their citizens said, "You guys are all on your own." You know, I heard that over the weekend and everything and stuff. So we'll see how this is going to pan out.
But
Russell couldn't join us because he was feeling sick. So and everything, but he's
Lord.
He said he was sick, so 14 days, boy, 14 days, and I know you're listening. but I tell you what, bro,
Russell, if you're listening, call in, let us know you're all right, man.
So, but anyway, you know, but it's just the way this is panning out. Now the Democrats are arguing with the stimulus bill. They don't want to pass.
Oh, them motherfuckers, them stupid motherfuckers, I swear to God.
And they want to
them
add
are about the most
add
sorriest ass bunch of motherfuckers that ever walked the face of the goddamn earth. They're going to try and put abortion funding and an assault weapons clause into the stimulus bill. So that shows you just how much they care about you. That shows just how much they care about you. And this is what pisses me off the most, Joseph. Every one of them motherfuckers is going to get reelected.
Yep. You know, stupidity of the idiots. You know, they don't, they're seeing it, but they don't want to believe it. But,
well,
you know,
the only good thing I see that came out of this whole thing is President Trump finally issued an executive order against hoarding and profiteering off of this.
Yep.
That, you know, he finally signed it. Because let me tell you something, people, how bad it is down here. At the truck stop right across the highway from me, where I go, Tiger Truck Stop, they're ripping the fucking hand sanitizers off the wall. They're stealing them.
Damn.
They're stealing them out of the bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
There is no hand sanitizer in the bathroom at all.
Damn. I haven't seen any of that here yet, but I tell you, you heard Trump say the other day, anybody caught hoarding, anybody caught selling these toilet papers and stuff online for outrageous prices, they're going to come after you. And then they're going to fine you and confiscate all that stuff and give it away. So,
another thing too. Well, where he missed a beat with this is that they're going online now and they're selling at the regular price, but they're charging up to $1,000 shipping. That's how they're getting by with it. Yeah. Yeah,
damn.
They're just moving the price tag over. They're just moving the price tag from the item to shipping. And that needs to be addressed very soon.
That probably will be. It probably will be, you know. So, but this is idiocy, people taking advantage and stuff. And we've got people, you know, really need it. They can't get a hold of it and stuff. But I tell you, it's going to get way worse. I hate to say it. It's going to get much worse.
Oh yeah, the next two weeks will tell the tale.
Yep.
The next two weeks will tell the tale.
Thankfully, I went today and stopped it on some more, a little bit more stuff, and we are now prepared. So we're ready to be staying in our houses now. but this is pathetic the way everybody's acting and stuff and everything else. You know, while other people are trying to, like us, you know, we're trying to survive and help, and, you know, help those that need it, but we can't do that.
Joe, we need to hear from people outside the group. We need to hear people from outside the group. If you're listening to the show, call in. Call in to the show.
889-3890 is the call-in number. We would love to hear from you. I mean, you know.
Say it again, Joseph. Put it out there a little bit slower for them.
You want to call in? We want to hear from you. 917-889-3890. And the number is on the bulletin, so, and everything. But 917-889-3890, call in, because we don't care who you are. We want to hear from you.
You know, we want to hear about the where you know, how it is in your major cities. If you're listening to us in a major city, especially in California, especially in California,
California.
New York, we'd love to hear from you, because we want to get the stories from the places that that are really, really suffering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Louisiana has gotten pretty bad as far as the sale of ammunition and guns.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
That's bad.
When I got gun shops that I deal with to get parts and stuff asking me if I got magazines, if I got AR-10 magazines, or if I got any spare ammunition or anything like that, you know, I mean, I got 5,000 rounds of 9mm, but, I mean, I'm not getting off any of them. And, any spare radios, any spare this, any spare that, you know, I mean, they're hitting them hard. They're hitting them hard. Yeah.
We'll be seeing gun sales going up again. So that's, you know, what is going on. So
this is a worse gun buyout. This gun buyout now is bigger than after the Sandy Hook shooting.
Yeah.
The Sandy Hook hoax.
Yep.
You know, and
I don't know, brother. I mean, we seen it coming, and we said months and months ago it was going to get way worse, and here we are. We're right in the middle of it.
You know, and I mean, your drug addicts, you know, they're rounding up people off the streets and everything else, congregating and everything else. Down in New Orleans, you know, they've got a special unit that's going around trying to catch people gathered up on the streets at night and whatever. And there's going to be a cop killing. There's going to be a cop killing. I'm just counting the minutes.
Yep.
There's going to be a cop killing somewhere.
And that's going to spread it off.
That's going to be it right then and there. Right then and there. And as far as these governors with their bullshit about the president ain't doing this, the president ain't doing that, the president, let me tell you, motherfucking Democratic governors, something, and anyone else that supports these Democratic governments listening to this right now, it's not Trump. It's your motherfucking Democratic representatives in the House and in the Senate that's dropping the hammer on this shit.
Yep.
Right now. You see, if they would work together like the American truck drivers are working together right now to get your asses food and water and medicine and everything else, we could have this shit knocked out in no time.
Yep.
No time.
But they want to continue
with the fucking pissing contest, you know, because they lost the election, they lost the Supreme Court seat, they lost the impeachment, and now they're going to do this. They're going to hold the American people hostage over this, trying to put pressure on Trump to sign this, with this abortion funding and this assault weapons thing attached to it, so he can say, okay, well, we'll go ahead and sign this just to get the stimulus package going, but then in the long run, it's political suicide for him, and they know that.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why they're doing
it. Exactly. Yep, exactly. And, you know, he's not going to do it. He won't do it, you know. And I don't actually see him doing that. But here's the thing, it's scary, even more scarier, is that, you know, as we said before in the past, these idiots were going to take us down with them. And that's what they're doing, too. They're taking us down with them.
I'm telling you, Joseph, he's saying to try and calm everybody down that the country will be back up in a few weeks. I don't see that. I don't see
I don't
that.
Either.
Okay. He's blowing necessary smoke up people's ass to try and keep them calm down. But let me tell you something. This shit is going to get out of hand. It's going to get out of hand, and it's going to get out of hand very soon. And the starting point, I'm telling you right now, is going to be New Orleans, Louisiana. New Orleans, Louisiana, with those people with the bad understanding down there that, I mean, you know, you're talking about people that killed each other, tried to kill each other over a fucking chicken sandwich. And then you've got the drug addicts, the meth heads, and everything else. That's what we're worried about. They get hungry, too. They haven't prepared for anything. Their only goal in life is to get their next hit of drugs. And they're going to come, and they're gonna get you. And for all of you motherfuckers out there, you anti-gun, ain't my president motherfuckers. Y'all are the ones that are buying up most of the guns and ammunition.
Yeah, I saw that. I was seeing that today on some articles where, oh, my God, we can't buy guns. Awesome. Oh, yeah, wait.
I've got messages on my phone right now. People wanting me to walk them through how to lock and load AR-15 rifles, Mini-14 rifles, Glocks, every type of firearm they can get. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable the calls that Brandon are getting. I can't figure out. I bought this gun from you an hour ago. I can't figure out how to load it. I'm serious. I'm dead serious.
Wow. Well, you know, at least they're willing to learn. That's where you are to charge them. You make you some money out of it.
I don't want them nowhere near me. I don't want to talk to them. I don't want them nowhere near me.
Right.
Just like
right.
Russell said, they went in the gun store. They bought a $1,500 rifle, and he got 10 cents worth of training how to use the son of a bitch. Oh, buddy, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. You're going to have people shooting in their houses, shooting through their houses, shooting through their neighbors' houses, hitting their neighbor. Oh, you're going to have a suburb firefight like you ain't never seen.
We don't realize how powerful those things are and how far those bullets travel. I mean, they travel more than 2-3 miles.
Yeah.
Well, not 2 or 3 miles, but good enough to go through a sheetrock wall. You know, Tyvek siding and all of that kind of shit, a trailer, a mobile home, you know. How many people are going to go to shooting in a mobile home? Boy, that's really protection. And I can tell you how really bad it is. My friend Jim Thames at Black Diamond Body Armor is completely sold out. Of rigs and plates. He's got nothing. He's got to go to Arkansas and get some more material. And he's waiting for some more plate carriers to come in. So, all of these places, these online, if you planning on getting online, like Midway USA or Centerfire.com or AIM Surplus or, you know, Palmetto State Armory, you're fucked. You're fucked.
Well, these were the guys we were talking about, Virgil. These are the guys that we've been talking about. They wait for the last minute to buy it all up, and then, you know.
But we were the ones wearing the tinfoil hats. We were the ones wearing the tinfoil hats. You, me, Russell, and Jim, everybody. We were the ones wearing. We were the fear mongers. We were the provocateurs and all of this shit here now. Now who do you trust? Now who do you trust? Do you trust MSNBC? Do you trust CNN? Do you trust Fox News? Or do you trust Mega News Nation? I told you so does not seem to cut it right now, but I told you so.
Right. The Christian Jews. I mean, you know, same thing. She's putting information out there like we are.
Russell, are you on here?
No, he's not.
Is Russell on here?
No, he's not.
I thought he was.
But he, you know, it's, I mean, we've all tried, Russell Virgil. We all tried.
And as far as, let me tell you something. As far as Lucretia Hughes is concerned, okay, you motherfuckers out there throwing them fucking death threats at her, throwing them death threats toward her family, them indirect, them degrading remarks about her family and everything else, I'm on Facebook too. Why don't y'all bring that shit to my front door? Bring
exactly.
that shit to my front door. Let me tell you something about Lucretia. I have never met Lucretia face-to-face. I have never met Lucretia face-to-face. Now, we have gotten into our arguments on this radio show. We have gotten into our arguments. But I can tell you what. I have never met in my life. She is one of the finest people I have ever met in my life.
Yep.
She is one of the best and most kind-hearted people I've ever met in my life. And she does not, in this time, with all this bullshit going on, you better get your head and your ass wired together and stop picking on people, stop bullying people. If you want to pick on somebody, I'm on Facebook. Come bring that shit to my front door. I dare you.
All right. Well, you know, and it's like, you know, we're getting this rally started. She had to move it up to April the 19th and everything. All of a sudden, and Tiff is.
Ain't going to happen. I guarantee you, it ain't going to happen.
I know.
It ain't going to happen, Joseph.
I know, brother, but you can't tell her that. But, you know, a few damn Tiff groups were threatening her and everything else, and I told her, I said, you need me and Virgil to come down? Because, you know, Virgil will come down.
It just makes me sick.
I did with those fuckers in Santa Fe, you know, and just, it was funny. They all were making these threats and everything. Let me tell you about Antifa. When it really came down to it, there was 150 of us against 15 of them.
Well,
it's just,
I cannot stand people of low character and to just put yellow belly talk, cowardly talk against a nice woman like that. She don't weigh 110 pounds soaking wet. Okay.
Don't piss her off.
You know,
I see her.
You know, bring that shit to me. Bring that shit to a 295-pound, 6-foot former combat Marine Corps veteran. Bring that shit to my front door, please. Please. I'll give you my address, please.
Let me tell you, you know, because we're tight with the Lucretia on the show, and her and I are very tight. We call each other every day and talk to each other. And like I told her, you know, this is what I face all this shit all the time. I know you do too because of our show. And I told her, I said, sweetheart, just don't let them know.
Just tell them
like we tell them. You know, tell them to fuck off.
You know, I mean, her and Ann, okay, I'm not a Trump cultist. They are, okay? But it's their right to be that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like your right to disagree with me and disagree with them, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. I may disagree with something you have to say, but I will fight to the death for your fucking right to say it.
Exactly.
Okay.
Same here. And, you know, how many times have we called each other out, Virgil? But you know what? We respect. We're brothers, and we have each other's backs. You know.
I mean, it's just.
That's just how it is.
In this time, it is so pathetic that people cannot see who their real adversaries are.
Mm-hmm.
Who their real sad adversary? Now, is Trump perfect? Is Trump perfect?
No.
Is President Trump perfect? No, he is not. He is not by a long shot. He has done his dirty deals, just like all. You know, you're not going to find an honest billionaire, a 100% honest billionaire. You know,
right?
You know, dishonest people dishonest people really are more dependable than honest people. And I'm going to prove it to you right now.
My daddy used to say that same thing. My daddy used to say
okay.
the same thing.
You can always depend on a dishonest person to be dishonest. But you can never depend on an honest person to always be honest.
Yep.
It's just the way things are.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the way things are.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, you want to talk about dishonesty, you want to talk about this and that and the other, you want to talk about the rich scamming off of the poor, what about these senators that sold all their stock right before the stock market crashed?
Exactly.
Right before the corona crash. Okay? How did they know? Insider
mm-hmm.
trading. And
mm-hmm.
why aren't they going to jail for it? Because they're exempt. There's a federal law that exempts politicians from insider trading. Now, is that honest? Well, even though they got caught, they're not going to do them nothing. They can't do them anything for it.
Mm-hmm.
They can't do them anything.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, come on, people. Come on, people. You're turning away a hand that's trying to help you and telling you, here, we're trying to help you. But you're running to the people who's sticking out their hand and then pulling it back and say, okay, you want help, it's going to cost you.
Yep. And the way Trump did,
you know,
he had charges for it. In his stimulus pack, he said we don't have to pay the money back. But the Democrats want their taxes to death on it as well. He wants to help the American people. I mean, you know, and everything.
Ronald Reagan said it best. Ronald Reagan said it best, people. The problem with the government in the United States is that the government is the problem in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think these National Guard troops are coming in to lend you a helping hand and say, okay, we're from the government and we're here to help you. Let me tell
Hell
you
no.
something, buddy. You better run. You better start running right
yeah.
now.
Because yeah.
I'm
yeah.
telling
exactly.
you what they're going to do. They're staging. They're getting ready. When the incident happens, and it's going to happen, we have called shots. We have been 100% right on things like this on this show.
Yeah.
We have called the shots, and I'm going to tell you something right now. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in New Orleans, Louisiana. The National Guard is going to be federalized, and there are going to be curfews. And guess what? They're not going to be told to help you. They're going to be given orders to shoot to kill.
Yep.
You're going to find out where that billion. You're going to find out where that billion rounds of ammunition that Homeland Security bought went to. You're going to find out.
Yep.
You're going to find out the hard way.
Yep. Well, I was talking to Carmelita for the last 2 days. She stood up in Maryland and asked their guards to sit up there already. So they're already getting on down there. But I tell you, this is very scary. I hate being right about it.
It's not the virus. It's not the virus that is scary. It's not the virus that is scary.
No,
H1N1 virus. H1N1 virus killed way more people in a lot less time. Let's get that straight.
I had this virus back in January. I swear up and down I had it.
Well, you may have. There's a good chance you may have.
And that was
It's the panic that is being induced by the deep state, by Nancy Pelosi, by Chuck Schumer, by the governor of New York, the mayor of New York City, the governor of California, and all of the mayors in California. They're blowing this shit out of proportion. And let me tell you something. They're playing on your fears because they want an incident. They want an incident to where a bunch of people get shot to shit up, and then they can justify, they can scream, assault weapons ban, gun ban, new gun laws.
Yep.
We're going to do like Australia. And, man, we got to ban the guns. Oh, they
yep.
overwhelmed this one. They overwhelmed this police department with that because they didn't have the weapons and all of this shit.
Yep.
They're going to blow this
look
shit out of proportion.
Look what they're doing now.
Pelosi, Schumer, Spartacus, Kamala Harris, and the rest of them, Bernie Sanders, they could give less of a hoot, two shits, or a good flying fuck about me, you, or our families. They're worried about themselves. They are worried about themselves.
My question, Roger, why was Pelosi in China a week before this went down?
I have no idea.
Not right with that.
We're hearing about all these cases from all over the place. What about Omar's district? What about iPhone Omar's district?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the raghead district up there where she represents.
Yep.
We're not hearing
yep.
about Mexico. We're not hearing about Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're not hearing anything out of North Korea. You know,
nothing out of Russia
man,
either.
But our governor up here is spreading fear like he's passing out Halloween candy saying, oh, in a couple of weeks, Louisiana is going to be like Italy. You know?
Yeah.
Italy is running short. They're asking the world to ship in crematorium coffins down there, you know, and this asshole is going to get on television and tell people, oh, well, we're going to be like Italy in a couple of weeks if we don't get these supplies in. Well, who is holding up the supplies? Your fellow Democrats is holding up the supplies with the stimulus package.
Mm-hmm. There you go. I don't know.
It's to the point. It's to the point where the company I work for, L&B Transport, is bringing water from Culligan Waters, to Hunt Correctional Center, a prison, which has a soap manufacturing plant to make hand sanitizer.
Now you were telling me that.
And now they're talking about using Raising Cane's River Center, the PMAC,
and a lot stadiums
for hospitals to hold people in. I mean, it's nothing but fear mongering. Okay, it's fear mongering.
Is
what it is.
Lo and behold, Joseph,
when they've got the population down to where they want it, and they fucked over everybody that they want, and they think they got Trump on the ropes, all of a sudden they're going to come out with this vaccine, okay, which is already available, which they've already been inoculating cattle against this. For the last 25 years, okay? Veterinarians have it. Call a veterinarian office and see if he's got corona vaccine for cattle.
Yeah,
he has
certainly. My roommate was talking about that the other day. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Now, they're going to come out with this vaccine, and 5 years from now, you're going to be sitting there watching your television after you done took this shit. And there's going to be a big law firm going to come on with a commercial. If you received the corona vaccine in the year 2020 and your asshole has turned inside out and started talking to you, you might be entitled to damages.
Right.
And
right.
after this is all over with, they're going to set up a congressional investigative committee. Just like they set up after 9/11. And just like the 9/11 committee, it's going to be set up to fail.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be more bullshit than fact.
Yep.
Okay.
I mean, I see impeachment, by the way.
Where did this start? How did it start? How did it get to the United States? How did it spread so fast in New Orleans? How did it spread so fast per capita in the state of Louisiana? How did it spread? How did it do this? How did it do that?
Yeah. All this
and it's
going to
be a bunch of bullshit.
Well, I just saw now a flash come on the TV screen. New Mexico now has 35 cases all of a sudden. Boom.
We've got over 1,500 cases now.
Mm-hmm.
We've got somewhere in the area of 30 right at 40 people done died in Louisiana. So
yeah,
we're number one. You know, we're number one. Who that gonna beat that virus? Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Let's have a parade. Let's have a second line down Bourbon Street, but now we've got a different problem down here because nobody can answer my question. I made several calls. Nobody can answer the question, or they just don't want to. If mosquitoes can spread West Nile virus, can they spread the coronavirus?
Well, yeah, of course. Of course.
But nobody will touch the question with a 50-foot pole.
Oh yeah, because the answer is going to be yes.
We'll check into that and we'll get back to you. I've been waiting a week and a half for them to get back to me on this, and I still call.
Summer is coming around the corner. You're going to see mosquitoes coming out.
That is it. And in Louisiana, we got mosquitoes down here that got to have a fucking landing strip.
Yep.
I mean, you go down to places like Golden Meadow and Grand Isle and Holly Beach and those marshes and swamps. Son, they got mosquitoes down there. They got numbers on them like they got on the ass end of an airplane. They're so big.
Damn.
They'll pick your ass up. They'll pick your ass up and carry you off.
I thought we had them
mosquito.
Big out here. No.
You ain't got shit
that's
out
big.
There. We got a deal called a tiger mosquito. And it is three times the size of a regular mosquito. And let me tell you something. When we get a hurricane through here and it blows them son of bitches up from the south up to the north, it's weeks before we can get rid of them.
Wow.
They will whelp your ass up in a heartbeat. They'll suck you down to nothing.
Damn fighting pirates, I'll tell you what.
Stormy Daniels can't suck that good.
But I tell you, brother, you know, I see this carrying on for a long, more than, I see this going way past May. You're saying May, but I see it going on way past that.
This is going to go on way throughout the summer.
Summer's coming. It's going to go away. The virus will evaporate during this hot summer. No, it's not, folks.
No.
It's going to multiply.
All of a sudden, you're going to hear, well, the Corona-19 virus has become the Corona-22 virus because it is mutated.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're
going to come up with.
I've been hearing that for a while, Russell. There's a one behind this. There's a virus behind this one that can't figure out. I'm already hearing
so,
it.
If you think this is going to be over, it's not going to be over. It's not going to be over until, you know, people start getting unruly and out of control.
Yep.
And that's what it's going to come to. I'm sad to say it. I hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I hope I'm wrong, but I'm usually not wrong. But it's going to get out of hand. It's going to get out of hand real quick, and we're going to be lucky to live through it.
Yep. And I'm I'm starting to see where this is partly with the agenda 2030, you know, with all this that's going on. This is all, you know, this has all been planned out. I hate to say it.
Well,
you know, was Trump aware of it? No, I don't think he was.
I don't know, brother. I don't know. Yeah. All I know is this. It's a situation that needs to get unfucked, and it needs to get unfucked right now.
Mm-hmm.
And the only way it's going to get unfucked is for Trump to bypass the Congress and the Senate with this stimulus bill and get these supplies to these people.
He might. If this battle continues, he might just do that. I see that possibly happening. Doing what they're doing. You know, I died laughing. Did you hear what he said on the speech the other day about them? He was like, well, I'm going to put it like this. He goes, the deep state swamp. And he goes, yes, and I'll call them the deep state.
Well,
that's what they are. They're doing everything they can to corrupt this, you know, what we're doing and everything. And he goes, but he says that's their nature and that's what they do.
What gets me, Joseph, is not what he said. What gets me is how many people are letting their intelligence be insulted. Plain and simple. How many people are letting their intelligence be insulted? You had the governor of New York criticizing Trump. You have the mayor of New York criticizing Trump. Then you have Chuck Schumer from New York, blocking everything that's supposed to come to New York to help them.
Yep.
But they're blaming Trump.
Nope. And I think when he gets tired of the shit, we're going to see the executive order get signed probably like within the next 2 days. We'll see. I'll guarantee it probably. I see it happening. He'll sign that. Like you said, he'll bypass Congress.
I don't see him having any other choice if they're going to play these stupid-ass games.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they're going to put their personal agendas and their political agendas ahead of every living body in the United States, I don't see any other choice. I don't see any other choice. I mean, the son of a bitches need to be drug out in the middle of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, and they need to have a 9mm or 45 put right in their skull. Right there.
Yep.
There you go. I got some coronavirus vaccine for you. Here you go.
Right. And I agree with you.
Cure all your ills.
But, you know, again, everybody, if you like to call in, number is 917-889-3890. If you like to call in, if you're having trouble getting in, keep calling, turning your, you can text 2-3 times to get in, get on the line. So, but I tell you, this is, you know, I don't know. That's all I can say is I don't know, bro.
That's it. I don't know.
You know.
I don't know either.
I don't know what else we could tell the people out there. I mean, you know, like I said, me, you, Lucretia, Lil Johnson, all of us, we've been trying to tell everybody, but they don't want to listen to us. Maybe they're listening to us now.
Well,
you know,
it's a terrible shame, man. It's a terrible shame that people let themselves get put in this position. And they don't see the writing on the wall as who's trying to help them and who's hurting them. I mean,
exactly.
It's just unbelievable. It's just unbelievable.
Well, my advice on that is you all need to get your heads out of the sand and have a little look around.
Well, it's too late for that. It's too late. I mean, after New Year's, if they didn't see the writing on the wall, it's too late. It's too late.
Yeah, true. That's
you know,
true.
They're walking. They're part of the Walking Dead, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You know.
That's
you know. Don't come crying. Don't come crying to me for help. Fuck you. Yeah. Fuck you. Everything else fails when motherfuckers are kicking down your door, want to steal all your food, rape your wives, rape your children, all of this. Mm-hmm. When everything else fails, read the instructions to that AR-15 you went and bought.
Yep. But I don't know. It's going to get very heavy in the next week or two. But like I said, start tomorrow at 8:00 a.m. in the morning. New Mexico's on.
I started at 5 o'clock. I started at 5 p.m. 5
mm-hmm.
p.m. And goes on until further notice. Go to the grocery store, go to the pharmacy, go to here, mm-hmm. go to there. But you can't congregate more than 10 people, and you got to keep your distance. No restaurants, drive-through only, takeout only. Even Texas Roadhouse is helping us.
And this all that socialism, everybody's been all them rebels have been one.
Enjoy the socialism. Yeah, Bernie Sanders ought to be loving this shit.
Right. So, you know, what can I say?
Yeah.
This is socialism. This is a little bit, me and Trish was talking about this.
Oh,
you know,
and get this. I'll bet anybody dollars gives pesos. When the election comes up in November,
mm-hmm.
the Democrats are going to holler, foul, foul.
Mm-hmm.
We got to put off the election because we didn't get a chance to campaign because of the coronavirus. Okay.
Oh, yeah,
watch the crybaby, and that's going to go on then.
Well, they're the ones that asked for us to stop in the first place.
That's it.
They even asked us to stop the rally. You hear Trump complaining?
You know.
Nope.
But they're going to complain. They're going to complain. They're going to complain.
Yep. So I don't know how the primaries are going to go in all these states because, you know, the voters are supposed now. They're doing the paper ballots for now, I do believe, from what I heard. But I don't know. I still don't see the elections happening, Russell. I really don't see it.
I really don't see it happening either. And for those of you that are waiting on me to fill out my census, pull up a chair. You got a long wait.
Yeah, you got one of those too, huh? I just tossed it in mine in trash. But anyway, well, it's getting close to that time. We can go on, or we can call it a night. And everything.
Yeah, we're going to call it a night. I'm worried about Russell. I wish Russell would call in.
I'm sure he's
all right.
They say he wasn't feeling good, I'll text him, tell him to call you and everything. So.
Well, just tell him, you know, tell him we're worried about him. Tell him, you know, keep in touch with us. Let us know what's going on.
I sure will. Same thing here. So what we're going to do, we'll be back on tomorrow night. I am having internet issues already, so I don't know if the whole net's going to go down or not. But I did manage to log in and stuff, but we are having some issues. Are you having issues with your cell phone?
No.
No? Well, we're having issues up here with our cell phones and stuff too. But anyway, we'll be back on tomorrow night. And at 7 p.m., so y'all tune in. And, geez, please, call in. Let us know what's going on. You know, I'll type in the phone number and everything like I always do, but call in. We want to hear from you. And hopefully we can get Derek Gibson. I hope we can get Derek Gibson to call in because, you know, he is a friend of ours. And I know the other day he was screaming for help and stuff. So did you want to mention anything about that, about the truckers?
Well, my company won't let me go because our insurance has some kind of clause in it, and we can't haul for another carrier, you know, which is bullshit. That's why I'm trying to get away from L&B Transport. They done gone to shit. But as far as I know, there's a shortage of truckers around the New York, New Jersey area. So, you know, if you want to take the risk, fellas, go ahead.
Yeah, they're needing all the help they can get up there right now. So, but anyway, we're going to go ahead and sign off. Be back tomorrow night. Virgil, keep in touch. And you guys need anything, you know you got my phone number. So the rest of y'all, be careful out there. Watch your back. See you tomorrow night.
All right. See y'all then. See y'all tomorrow night, America.
Why drink the water from my hands?